the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
My pleasure to welcome to the show Raquel Cole. She is the winner of the CCMA Discovery Award at the 2015 CCMAs. Very exciting. We have a couple of songs from her to play on the show as well and much more to talk about. Welcome to the show, Raquel.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be back.
Well, it's great to have you here on the show, back on the air. You were out, as I was, at the CCMAs in Halifax. And again, congratulations, man. Talk about exciting, the Discovery Award. And not only the award that night, but there's a lot of time leading up to that, right, with the other participants?
Yes, they. It was a program that they designed, the CCMA designed, to kind of, you know, find up and come and showcase them a bit. So they flew us to Toronto back in April into May for 5 days, and we did vocal training and stage training and met with, you know, SOCAN and different label presidents and really got to, you know, be immersed in the Canadian music industry in Toronto. And then from there, we had to write an essay and do all this crazy stuff and then finally perform at Country Music Week in Halifax. So it was very fun.
Pretty amazing, and for all, not only that experience you got and all you learned leading up to it, but actually winning the Discovery Award. Take us back to that moment, Raquel, not too long ago, earlier in September, and when you heard your name called, what was that moment like?
Honestly, it was the strangest feeling. I didn't know what I was going to feel like because I'd never been up for an award that I like that. You know, there's so much pressure. I mean, pressure on myself because I was just really excited about it. I was sitting there and they were, you know, naming off the six of us nominees, and my heart was like thump 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 thump, and I was thinking to myself, chill out, like it's gonna be okay. And then as soon as they said my name, it's like my heart just stopped, and I went from, you know, just being super adrenaline to just, I didn't know what to do. And I looked at Renee, my manager, thinking, do I go up there, do I have to say something? So, and then it was like the longest walk of my life to the podium. So, but I don't know. I didn't know what to think. It was just very surreal. And I think it's hitting me now because I'm finally talking about it.
Well, that's amazing. And, of course, the awards this year in Country Music Week took place in Halifax. Before we came on the air, you were talking about seafood, which Halifax, of course, is famous for. But you indulged in some seafood while you were there.
Oh, my gosh, so much seafood. I was brave, and I tried things like scallops and lobster. My preferable favorite, though, is clam chowder soup. So I definitely had some of that, or I guess it was more like seafood chowder because it had lots of different seafood in there, but oh, it was so good. It was probably good that I left because calories, man.
I had some of the seafood as well, the seafood chowder you mentioned at Salty's, which is a famous place, one of the ones on the water there. It was awesome.
Oh, did you make it there? Very cool.
I did.
We did not. Dang it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
so
the Gala
fun.
Award night was so much fun, too. Of course, it's the Saturday night. Everybody on television can watch the CCMAs. But the Gala Award the night before was hosted by Paul McGuire, who was hysterical. And that was a cool night, too. Great dinner as well.
Yeah, the food was great. He was very entertaining.
It was good, and they had some great performances from Emerson Drive in their new song, which was awesome, and some of the other acts. It was a good mixture of stuff. But I want to talk about, well, for you hearing songs on the radio, I know that one of the places your song, It's For Real This Time, is played. This is a really cool honor. Sirius XM, I love their channel, The Highway, one of their country stations, the one that plays the more modern stuff. What is it like to know your song's been played on there?
It's a really cool feeling. I mean, when it happened the first time, of course, you know, they're asking people to tweet about it, if they liked it, whatever. And I was getting messages from people in Florida and California And that to me was just bizarre, you know, being from Vernon, British Columbia, and having someone in Florida listen to your song on their, you know, on Sirius. It was very cool.
I love what you have to say about songwriting, Raquel, and you've got a quote here about writing songs is a lot cheaper than therapy, which is a great line, and it goes to show that, you know, writing a song, and I'll let you explain this, is pretty cathartic. You're putting your emotions in it, you're being vulnerable, and I guess it's helping you release something.
Yes, definitely. I think it's the thing about writing a song is, I think the coolest part is sometimes you don't even really know that you're dealing with something or going through emotion or whatever, and then you go to write a song, and by the time you're done the song, you realize, oh, that was that from my life, and now it's in a song. So it really is a way to, for me at least, to kind of work through my life, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. And for you as a songwriter, having that form of therapy songwriting, and then listeners, when we hear a song that you've written, it can help us too, of course, if we can relate to that song at a certain point in our lives. It kind of is therapy for the songwriter and for the listener.
Definitely. I go through that all the time. And I think that's what inspires me to be a songwriter, is those moments when I've heard songs that I love and that just really, you know, touch me in a way that reminds me of something or helps me through something. And then as the songwriter, I'm like, I want to do that for people, you know, just the way that people have done it for me.
Now, you mentioned you're from Vernon, B.C., but you made the move to Nashville, Raquel. Tell us about that and what, you know, your thinking behind that and how it's been going so far.
It's been really great. I definitely still spend a lot of time in Canada. So I call it half my home, Nashville, but I really do love it. I mean, it's funny. I have so many Canadian friends down there, too. It's just a place that musicians end up because that's where we all go, you know, and to write and record and all that kind of stuff. And then from there, we leave, tour. But it's been a really great place for me, networking and building a community of songwriters and artists and people that I can make music with.
There is such that great community down there, not only of course, people from the States, but so many Canadians, whether, as you said, you split your time between BC and Nashville. Some Canadians move down there full time. You had some great influences growing up. Your dad introduced you to some cool acts, legendary acts, the Doobie Brothers, Fleetwood Mac, The Guess Who, Randy Bachman, of course, with The Guess Who and his great solo career. And your dad is a drummer. And, of course, he had you playing music along with him. Maybe talk about some of those influences, and even with your dad in there as an influence.
Yeah, my dad plays the drums, and I wanted a little story. I wanted to play piano because I guess that's just a girly thing, either that or the flute, but I don't know what I was thinking at nine. I definitely don't want to play the flute just because it doesn't go with any of the music that I even listen to. But my dad convinced me that I would play guitar, meaning he bought me a guitar and that was the end of it, and which I'm very thankful for now, and put me in lots of lessons. But secretly, I think he just wanted somebody to play the Doobie Brothers with. Good old rock and roll.
Yeah, no, those are great legendary rock acts that we mentioned there. When did country music find you, Raquel? When did you get turned on to country and started to pursue that?
I think I always loved country music. I love Shania Twain. I love Keith Urban. I mean, coming from the Okanagan in B.C., I mean, I'm not from Kamloops, so, you know, more the Vernon Kelowna side, we just really never had a great country station. And when I was 16, I started going to Nashville. I had family there who invited me down to just write songs, and the next thing I knew, I was writing with country writers and not really even realizing it. And I don't know, it started to grow in me, and now I know all the country artists on the radio, and I listen to country radio, and I really love it. And I think that's cool, though. You know, other people go through things too, where they start listening to country music, and then by the time they're in college, they're listening to, you know, R&B. So I think I just needed to find it, and then it just stuck.
Absolutely, and you're right. People find it at different points in their lives. And, I mean, I've run into people, friends that, you know, said they didn't like country music, and then I introduced them to a song or two, or they heard whatever artist, whether it's a Taylor Swift or a Shania, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, man, I like this, and that kind of got them into more country music. So, you know, it just takes that one song or that one artist to pull people into this music.
I totally agree with that.
And I'm sure you're going to be one of those artists, Raquel, that's going to do that for your friends or fans who might go to see your show, and they might not think they're too much into country, but then they're going to hear you perform, and that's going to open up the doors.
I hope so. I really hope that I can contribute that to country music.
Well, let's turn to one of your songs now that is evidence of that, and then we'll come back and talk about more stuff. But the first song we'll play, Raquel, is When Lonely Gets Too Close. And what can you tell me about this song?
I wrote it with a friend of mine, Lincoln Parrish. He used to be in Cage the Elephants, the band, and we just got set up to write. And it was a story of, you know, past, you know, love life that we both had in common, and just became a song.
Very cool. Well, let's hear it now. Our listeners will enjoy this one. My guest is Raquel Cole, and she is the winner of the 2015 Discovery Award from the CCMA organization. Here's the song now, When Lonely Gets Too Close, on In the Country. And that's my guest, Vernon, B.C. country artist, Raquel Cole. The song is When Lonely Gets Too Close. I have another song of hers coming up in just a bit, so stay tuned. Her website is RaquelCole.com. You can also follow her, of course, on social media. And Raquel recently had a chance to open up for a couple of great acts, country acts. Most recently, Josh Turner, that guy with that great deep country voice. And then this summer for the amazing country group, one of my favorites way back when Meet in the Middle first came out, I was hooked on them ever since, Diamond Rio. So let's start with, we'll go back to the summer, Raquel, and talk about Diamond Rio.
It's honestly been such a cool experience. I did my first dates with them actually last fall. I did a 9-city small arena tour with them. They were doing a firefighter show. And it was, I mean, I've never played for, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 people 9 times. In a couple months. So, and then to top it off, opening for a band like them. I mean, their songs are just, they're timeless. And I think that's something I've always been drawn to and strive to do myself. And I think that's why they're still so successful in selling tickets now, is their songs are just so human, I guess, and relatable.
And I understand they have a brand new album out, which your manager, Renee, told me about earlier today, which is awesome. I can't wait to receive a copy and listen to that.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Go check it out, everybody. It's such a great, it's real at their best. It really is. I mean, they're always at their best, but this is, it's like classic Diamond Rio, but something new to say, I guess.
Isn't that great? Brand new music from Diamond Rio. We're all looking forward to listening to that. And then most recently, you opened up for Josh Turner. Tell me about Josh Turner.
Josh Turner, this has all probably been the second, just as equally best experience of my life. Between him, he's such a great, humble guy. His band, his crew, they've just been so sweet to me this past year. Last week, I got to perform for the first time in New York City. We did the Best Buy Theater in Times Square. And I must say, I still get nervous for shows, but not that nervous. And that one, I was definitely kind of a little bit, my emotions took over me. I just couldn't believe that I was playing New York City. It was very, very cool.
In these shows, when you perform, Raquel, of course, you do your own songs you've written. Do you, at this point, throw in some cover songs?
I do. I've been playing Girl Crush by Little Big Town, mostly just because I heard that song and thought, my gosh, this should be my song. Don't get me wrong, Karen does such a great job singing it, but I love how bluesy it is. And so it's really fun for me to sing and kind of make my own. And then lately I started throwing in a pop song by L. King, and it's called X's and O's, and I played on the mandolin, though. And so it kind of countryfies it, and I think it's kind of cool with my set.
Yeah, someone introduced me to her as far as her music goes, and that song, X's and O's, and it's so catchy, and I heard it probably a month or so ago. I love it.
Yeah, it's super, and it's really clever, too. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to go on the talent show The Voice, of course, it's back for another season now. It's amazing with all those, the four judges this year. First of all, who would you pick? I mean, I'm thinking Blake Shelton's going to be the obvious answer, but maybe it's Adam Levine. Maybe you're going to throw in Pharrell there or Gwen Stefani. But who would you pick out of those four judges to be your coach?
Oddly enough, not Blake Shelton, but I think it's just because I would want to go with somebody outside of my, not necessarily outside of my genre, but I think it would be challenging. It would maybe inspire or like different parts of me, I guess, if that makes sense. Like it would be fun to work with Gwen or like Adam because I like their style and I think they're kind of, maybe a little bit more youthfulness, even though they're just as old as Blake Shelton. But I don't know. I just think it would be fun to kind of do something a little bit different than the norm, if that makes sense.
No, that totally makes sense. I get it. I mean, sometimes for the country artists, it's obviously Blake, but now and then they'll pick somebody else. And I think it's kind of cool. Like you said, it stretches, you know, outside of that boundary, and it's kind of a cool mix. And on that subject, if I were to have you team up for a duet with someone, and usually I'll ask people from the country world or whatever, but to change it up a bit, sort of based on your answer there, from outside of the country world, Raquel, who would you love to sing a duet with?
Michael Bublé.
Nice.
His voice is just so dreamy. And I would only imagine that if I got to put my voice next to his, that it would make my voice sound dreamy. So I can help.
I want to turn to one of your songs now, which is a brand new song called Unsubscribe, which is a cool title, and it makes you want to wonder, what is this song about? So tell us a bit about the song, Raquel, before we share it.
Okay, so this is my little quirky song that at first I wasn't quite sure how people would receive it. Honestly, I just went on a date that went kind of sour. Or more like it wasn't supposed to be a date, and somehow I ended up on this very long evening. And I went into my right the next day, and of course, they were two of my really good friends, and so I had to tell them what happened. And then the music just kind of followed, and one of the guys I was writing with, Ben Truman, he was just really smart and came up with this idea of unsubscribing to emails, and it's like wanting to unsubscribe from this date. So there you go. That's the song.
I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, a lot of ideas have been used in the past and recycled, so forth. But that is a title and a hook that I haven't heard before. So congratulations on something brand new and fresh.
Thank you. Yeah, it's something, something we don't do that often, meaning it's hard. But when you do, it's definitely a yay.
You get those, yeah, you say something in a new way, which is always what a songwriter strives to do. Let's hear it now. My guest is Raquel Cole, and her song is Unsubscribe on In the Country.
This place is jumping, and everybody, we just laughing. And then I get this creepy notion. It's all moving in slow motion. He comes walking, and now suddenly we're talking. Hey, where did all my friends go? And now he's pulling out his cell phone. Oh, here we go. Just looking for a good time. And now I'm stuck here with this guy. He won't leave me alone. Hey, I can't get away. Every time I try to be nice, I get signed up for life. Can I unsubscribe? Relentless. Another day, another message. Oh, we just went on one day, and that was probably a mistake.
And that is Raquel Cole with a great new song called Unsubscribe, and you can subscribe to her, a great segue there, online at, of course, Twitter and Facebook, and her website is RaquelCole.com, and that is a very cool song. Congratulations on it.
Thank you. Thanks. It's a fun one. It's a fun one to play live, too.
Oh, I'll bet. Tell us a bit about your live shows, Raquel. What is it like? How do you feel when you're up on stage and performing for the big crowds?
I really love it. I was telling my dad that once you do like 3,000 people, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for 5. And now that I've done 5, I'm like, I'm ready to do 8. Like, I think I'm just totally addicted to that adrenaline rush. Some people jump off cliffs, some people bungee jump, jump out of planes, I don't know, race, do things like that, which I'm just not that adventurous. I'm like, I just, and my adrenaline junkie likes to go on stage and sing in front of people, so it's very fun. But I've been doing a lot of solo shows, so these Josh Turner shows, I just go up by myself, I play guitar, I have my mandolin for a couple songs, and then I started using, I call it a stomp box, but it's just this little thing on the floor, and I hit it with, you know, in time, and it kind of makes a bass drum sound. So I'm trying to be innovative with my show and make it interesting.
I love going to shows when it's an acoustic show, and maybe, like you said, a bit of a drum there. But just to hear the artist, their voice, and an instrument is a pretty cool experience.
So I hope people like it. I've gotten some good feedback, so that's been reassuring.
Have you had a favorite concert, Raquel, that you've been to, you know, in the last couple of years that has had an impact on you?
Yes, I went to the Ryman in Nashville, and I'd never really heard of this guy named Ben Rector, and he's management and stuff, but I think he's more of an independent artist. I don't know if he's with a label, but he sold out the Ryman. This was a few years ago already, and I just was so amazed at his talent, for one, like being a songwriter, and he's just one of those guys that really believes in himself and obviously has people around him that believe in him, because he just does such a great job of connecting with his fans, and therefore, you know, selling out the Ryman in Nashville on his own, basically, like independently, which I just thought was incredible. And now he's coming back to Nashville next week, which I'm actually going to a show again, and he's selling it out two nights in a row. So I guess I just admire that, because I want to be able to connect with my fans in that way too, that they'll come to my shows, and I don't know, it was a really cool show. He did a really good job.
Can you pass his name on to us again for those listening in case we missed it the first time?
Ben Rector. He's a really great songwriter and singer.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Always great to get new music recommendations so our listeners can check that out. And, of course, they can call their country stations and say they want to hear a Raquel Cole song, whichever ones are out there now at radio. We heard a brand-new song called Unsubscribe. Your website is raquelcole.com. They can learn more about you there. And, Raquel, it's been a pleasure. It's always great. You've been on the show a few times before, and I got to meet you in person earlier this year at the Cadillac Lounge in Toronto. I met you and your great manager, Renee. So it's great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. It's so great to chat with you again. You're always really, really fun.
Thank you so much, and look forward to doing this again in the future and catching up. My guest has been country artist Raquel Cole, and she is the winner this year of the Discovery Award from the CCMA. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.